Could you maybe walk us through some of the key events and issues in your time with Friends, starting back in the mid-90s? I mean, make reference to really specific events, initiatives that the Friends have undertaken, what you have seen as the most important work that you and the organization have tackled in the last 20 years?
Well, one is every 2 years we have a biennial Great Salt Lake Issues Forum that began in 1996. So through the course of the years since we've been doing that, we've actually been recognized as this is something that Friends does, and people from now all over the world come and attend this issues forum. So we've elevated not only a recognition of who Friends of Great Salt Lake is and our ability to bring stakeholders together and the extended community of people who are working on saline systems together, but we've also been recognized in our capacity to affect improvements on mm-hmm. issues that affect the lake. For instance, Legacy Highway. Legacy Highway was a proposed roadway flanking the eastern shores of Great Salt Lake in Davis County. It was going to have a tremendous impact on prime wetlands and habitat on the eastern shore of the lake because of the impacts that a roadway typically does when it's adjacent to very sensitive and fragile lands. And Legacy was a campaign that we took on because we recognized the impacts that this roadway would have on the Great Salt Lake. And it was a very long campaign. It began back in 1996-97, and it finally culminated in 2006. It was very politically charged. Mm-hmm. It was one of those issues that it was difficult for Friends because we hadn't really been on that kind of a firing line before, given the fact that it was an issue that we ended up litigating, taking mm-hmm. to court. So we did a lot of soul searching as an organization, recognizing that, you know, we, in some instances, we were losing members because it was so politically charged. And yet, it, to us as an organization, it kind of clarified our spiritual integrity of, well, gosh, if not us, then who mm-hmm. would stand up for the lake under these kinds of circumstances? So we endured. And in fact, the campaign helped the organization become stronger and recognized in its capacity to be able to help forge a better outcome of a proposed project that at first blush would have been the kiss of death for the eastern shore of Great Salt Lake. But the outcome is a parkway, a far better roadway, a legacy nature preserve as a mitigation component mm-hmm. that is the first of its kind in Utah that had such a tremendous ratio of wetlands impacted and the number of wetlands to be a ratio of mitigation for that single mm-hmm. acreage of impact. It also generated a number of different components, such as a science advisory committee that would help with the acting manager of the Legacy Nature Preserve to identify research needs that the preserve could use from the academic community or wherever to advance a better understanding of what that mitigation site needed and what it could become to be actualized into a viable mm-hmm. site. And the roadway, parkway actually had a trail component that brought a different opportunity for the public to regard living along the shores of Great Salt Lake as a part of their community.